During this month of Pride, WGN Radio's Steve Bertrand sat down with some members of PFLAG from the Chicago Metro Chapter. Here's just a little bit of what they had to say.
Hey, Steve Bertrand, we're talking to Marcy Fortenau and Fred Valentini of PFLAG Chicago Metro Chapter. Fred, tell me a little bit about what PFLAG is.
PFLAG's an acronym that stands for Parents, Families, Lesbians, and Gays. And it's a volunteer organization. Generally, it's parents and allies, but we also do get members from the LGBT community come to our meetings.
Marcy, how did you get involved?
One of our children is non-binary, gender non-conforming. They use pronouns they, them. They came out to my husband and I when we dropped them off for their new job. They handed us a letter each explaining that they would be changing their name, that they would be changing their pronouns, and that it was not their responsibility to educate us. It was our responsibility. We went and looked up PFLAG.
They left you alone in many ways, and you found that with PFLAG, you weren't so alone.
Absolutely. Well said.
And Fred, the parents help each other by sharing their own experiences?
Absolutely. That's the beauty of it. We call it a safe space because what is said there stays there. We also get parents that come, they're struggling. They may come to one or two meetings and then we never see them again. And we never know how it turned out. And as Marcy said, it is a process. Even with my wife and I personal experience, when our son came out, it took me a number of years for me to come out of the closet and admit that I have a gay son. Everybody, as Marcy said, goes through their journey differently.
It seems like it can be, Marcy, a very anxiety-ridden organization, but a joyful organization. Exciting is the wrong word.
Yeah, you're right. People come because they're distressed, because they're struggling with family members, with their religious beliefs. They're struggling with what they wished that had happened for their child, and they don't know what to do. And they get to express themselves and cry sometimes. It's like a safe space to sort of go through the process.
To hear the full interview, go to WGNRadio.com/pride.